It's the Accidental Entrepreneur Show. Hello, Ian. How are you today?
Oh, Matthew, I don't know what's wrong with me. Tuesdays have not been good. Well, they've been okay, but I've just had a sneeze.
Can I stop you? Tuesday has not been good to you. I mean, it's as though Tuesday has a characteristic. It's a human being or something. You are the person responsible for your own destiny.
Have you heard of... Well, there is a business called TGI Friday. Friday has its own destiny to it. Where does this come from, Matthew? I suspect you have a... You've been on something. You've been doing
on something. Yes.
Yes. What? Where's this coming from?
Well, I suppose it's NLP. Have you heard of NLP?
Neuro-linguistic programming.
Yes. Well, apparently, according to someone called Carolyn Boys, who's written a book on it, she says NLP is a method used in business to improve performance. It contains techniques that help to change your patterns of thoughts, emotions and behaviour in positive ways.
Stuff that's used by salespeople?
Well, look, before we go any further on this, I've actually been asking people if they know what NLP
is. And the level of ignorance. Well, let's find out what they've got to say.
What do you think NLP means?
It could be anything, to be honest. I haven't got a clue. NLP. National something.
Neuro-linguistic programming.
But what is it?
I've no idea.
Do you know what NLP is?
Not at all, no, sorry.
No idea at all.
Do you want to have any guesses?
None at all, no.
You know, I went away and did what anybody does. I googled NLP and I noticed there's actually two things about NLP. There's NLP, which is the process, in fact, somebody's just written here, in only 3 hours, you can make huge shifts, learn the skills to be prepared to face the impact of the recession in you. We will help you prepare to rise to the challenge, to take your, and it's, so it goes on. So it's slightly evangelical stuff, this process. And it's also a business. My goodness.
Well, there are loads of people out there doing it, aren't there?
It's a flaming industry. It's a worldwide phenomenon.
Is there anything wrong with there being a worldwide phenomenon like that?
Yeah, but do you know what it reminded me of?
What?
You know in Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, he had these characters that ended up on a planet.
Yes.
And they didn't do anything. Well, all I can see is that NLP performance coaching and all the other stuff that goes with it, they just sell NLP services to other people who sell NLP to other people.
I have to stop you there because the actual ideas put across in NLP are very interesting for business. It's about taking responsibility. It's about focusing on outcomes, about being a great, excellent
communicator. You've done it, haven't you?
Hmm?
You've done it. I can tell by the way this is going.
I have done a course, yes.
Uh-huh. And did you... Right. How did you find out about it?
Well, I found out about it word of mouth. Someone told me about it. I had taken a slight interest in it before as well.
So why did you actually do it? Did you do it to make more money? Did you do it because you were feeling curious? Did you do it because...
No, it was to do with... Well, I run voice coaching sessions for
nice
business.
Plug. Yes.
And a slight plug there.
Moving swiftly on.
With these coaching sessions, I realised that a lot of what I was talking about could be enhanced through NLP because it's talking about being excellent communicators, about motivating, it's about boosting performance and creating powerful impressions. And that's what I'm talking about with vocal techniques.
So you actually took part to improve your technical ability as a voice coach.
Indeed.
And what other kind of people... I mean, it would be interesting to find out from our many listeners who has actually used NLP before.
And what they think of it.
And what they think about it. Where do they email us, Matthew? Matthew at...
Matthew, with two T's.
Oh, right.
At kernopods, kernowpods.com.
Right. Well, let's find out what they're saying. In the meantime, here's my tuppence worth. I think that NLP can be really useful for some people to find more about themselves, actually clarify their objectives and develop, you know, get rid of some excess baggage. But I also reckon, like lots of things out there, there's some really good people and there's some snake oil salesmen. And you just need to look at YouTube to see all the kind of things that are out there. And it seems to be a visualization technique, you know. What is this that you are doing? This date, visualize the date as a carrier bag. Now throw the carrier bag away. How do you feel? Oh, I'm liberated. Now, actually, it can work, but it might just work. Who is it? Is it Darren Brown?
Darren Brown, yes. He's on television a lot.
But he uses it for entertainment purposes. Yeah.
But it's very interesting what he does.
Well, do you know what would be also interesting? Anybody out there that's used NLP and found it not helpful, they found it dangerous. But that might be nothing to do with it, because the practice of NLP is actually seems to be very sound, rooted in helping people. But it depends on who's applying it. So we'd be interested to hear anybody that's out there that's been to somebody and felt, didn't like this, or somebody that had a good experience as
now,
well.
Now, I've got to create a powerful impression on you to actually shut you up. Because we're going to run out of time on this podcast.
Right. Well, that's it. So NLP for Business, does it work for you? Have you tried it? And how have you benefited?
Just email Matthew@kernopods.com.
The guy that does the voice coaching. I also do a bit of the other stuff called cognitive business therapy. We'll come on to that at another time. And in the meantime, this could be quite a good one.
So, Ian, you've been out and about in your hometown, home city, Glasgow.
Yep.
And you've been talking to someone with something to say about enterprise. Not that there aren't, you know, many people like yourself. You've got plenty of things to say about enterprise. So why particularly have you been talking to this exact person?
Serious topic, Matthew. Graduate unemployment is at its highest level ever for, I think, since the early 80s. And I went along to meet Fiona Godsman, who is the chief executive of the Scottish Institute for Enterprise, which is, well, actually, let's hear what Fiona's got to say about it herself. You know these students out there that spend all taxpayers' money and have a good time at everybody else's expenses? Well, Matthew, it's hard to believe, but apparently a lot of them are interested in starting a business. And I'm in the august offices at Scottish Institute for Enterprise, is that right, with Fiona Godsman. Who are you, Fiona? What do you do? What are you doing with these terrible people, these lazy, they won't get up till 3 a.m. and they don't do any work? Can students be entrepreneurs? What do you do? What's it all about?
Well, that's what we're about. We turn them into entrepreneurs. We turn students into entrepreneurs. So we encourage them to be innovative, to come up with ideas, and we help them to refine their ideas and come up with an idea that actually makes a good business sense, good business ideas. And we work with them and support them while they do it.
And what's the organisation called?
The organisation is called Scottish Institute for Enterprise.
How did it come about? Why?
It was set up about 10 or 12 years ago. It was partly to encourage the commercialisation of science and engineering technology. And it was set up across 5 universities in Scotland. But it's grown to all the universities and all subject areas.
Gosh, is it any good?
Yes, of course it is.
In what way? What do you offer these students?
Well, we offer them a practical, hands-on experience. It's not academic. They're not asked to produce a business plan and focus on the business plan. We focus on the business idea. Is it a good idea? Would it make a good business? And what we see often is students who are themselves fantastically entrepreneurial with an idea that may not quite work. And we work with them so that their idea will work.
So which is more important, the idea or the person?
The person's more important than the idea. You can have a duff idea executed by a brilliant person, but you can't have it the other way around. You can have a great idea, and if somebody's not got the passion for it, then it's simply not going to happen.
Now, I've got your brochure here, and it says, "Want to change the world? SIE can help your idea come to life." Is that really what it's about?
Change? Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And we're seeing people who are still studying for the degree, and talk about lazy. We've got people...
That was a wind-up.
Absolutely. But we have people that have actually achieved first-class honours degrees, running a business on the side, and their businesses are doing fine. They're helping to finance their way through university with their little business. And they're learning how to run a business while they're doing it. And then they graduate.
Is it about learning how to run a business or that slightly vague phrase being enterprising? It sounds as though you're actually quite focused in this.
Yeah, we are, because the ones that we work with a lot of students, and we like to think that any student that comes along to our events or engages with us will benefit in some way. It helps them to think a little bit differently. Helps them, I suppose, I think it helps them to give them confidence in their own judgment, and the fact that they've done something and it's been successful builds on their confidence as well. And it's about starting businesses that are innovative and different. We run a New Ideas business competition every year. The universities all run kind of their own feeder competitions into our national competition. And it's a low barrier to entry. So they have to have an idea that would make a, you know, that has a shot of being a business, but they haven't had to have thought through all the details of the sales and marketing and how they'll actually execute it. And what we do is when we finalise our shortlist, we reject half of them, which would actually make very good businesses because they're not innovative. Because we are in the fortunate situation that we can pick our shortlist are the ones that are not only a good business idea, but a different business idea as well. There's a real spark of excitement. The students absolutely passionate about their business ideas, and it's that that makes them successful.
So it's a highly rewarding job you've got.
Oh yes.
You're loving it.
Yeah, and my team love it. My team go, I can't believe it. I love my job. I love these people. It's so inspiring.
So can we come back and meet some of your people the next time?
Of course you can.
Oh,
yes.
And I think we should be introducing you to some of the other people that are doing great works in the universities.
Yes.
Lovely. Thanks very much, Fiona.
Somebody like me who never ever thought about going into business, but just kind of events just take you there, I suppose.
When I found myself without a job, I decided to make a business, and gingham was the only thing that I could afford at the time.
Started with my husband having this terrible accident and being very badly burnt, and started doing researching into essential oils for burns.
So it's really nice when the whole world gets together in a great loving spirit of entrepreneurialism, if you can say that. And that's what's happening this week. You've got some information on Global Entrepreneur Week, Ian.
Not quite this week. It's the 14th to the 20th of November, and it's GEW 2011. 104 countries, 40,000 events, and wait for it, Matthew, 10 million participants. This is Global Entrepreneurship Week, and it's running all over the world.
So what sort of things happen?
Do you know what? I'm not awfully sure. But what you can do is if you go on to gew.org.uk, you'll find lots of things. It's a celebration of entrepreneurship. I'm slightly confused whether it's people starting businesses or whether it's people being enterprising. But the key thing is it's a good thing. Anything that brings entrepreneurs together is good. And you can find an event that's on near you. Universities and schools go for it big time. I'm not quite so sure about local businesses and how they get involved, but it's something that's really good. And you were going to say, Matthew?
Well, and if anyone out there is involved and wants to tell us about what they have done, then email us at the normal email.
You've got 40 days and 9 hours before Global Entrepreneurship Week. I'm going to tell you next time about something that really tickles my fancy, and that's New York Entrepreneur Week. But that will wait for the next thing. But a teaser, it's completely different. They are not faffing around about enterprising this, that and the next thing. They talk about what it's about, making money.
Yeah.
New York style. Let's go for it. In the meantime, gew.org.uk. That's what it's all about.
Brilliant stuff. Anything else on the horizon?
Well, the social media week's been and gone. That was quite good fun. I had a super thing. I took part in an innovation challenge with Argentina. I went into Princess Scottish Youth Business Trust offices. We put on the Skype and we said hello to our friends in Argentina in Buenos Aires, where it was hot and sunny and it was dirty and rainy in Glasgow. And we all introduced ourselves, courtesy of Skype, with a translator, courtesy of IBM. And then we did a competition, and we had a laugh, and we had fun, and we're all following each other on Twitter now. And do you know what? It was one of the best things I've done for years. And I would recommend anybody to start exploring links with other people in other countries through the medium of Skype or Twitter or any kind of social media thing. So that was a goodie.
Okay, Ian. Well, I think that's about it for the podcast this week.
Indeed it is. And that's it. So happy entrepreneuring, people out there. And we'll see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
It's the Accidental Entrepreneur Show.
The Accidental Entrepreneur Podcast is brought to you by Ian Scott of CognitiveBusinessTherapy.co.uk and Matthew Clark of Kernopods.com.